You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Moderna applies for emergency authorization, England sees its lockdown pay off, and millions of Americans fly for Thanksgiving. Here's what you should know. Moderna is applying for emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine from the FDA and European regulators today. A panel of outside experts advising the FDA is set to meet on December 17th to determine whether to authorize the vaccine. A similar meeting will be held for Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine on December 10th. If the shots are approved, both could be in use by the end of December. After lockdown measures went into effect in England on November 5th, new cases of coronavirus fell 30%, according to a new study of more than 100,000 volunteers. The national lockdown is due to end this week. On December 2nd, a tiered regional approach to curbing coronavirus will begin. The study also supports the idea that local tiers need to be toughened to keep the virus under control. The day before Thanksgiving marked the busiest day of air travel in the U.S. since the start of the pandemic, with more than a million passengers clearing airport security. It was the third time that week and the fourth time since March that more than a million people passed through TSA screening. The numbers are evidence that many Americans traveled for the holiday despite CDC guidelines to avoid doing so. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.